What's up, y'all? My name is Alan Sheriff, aka Alan the Sheriff of all things innovative, and this is the ATS Podcast. Here on the ATS Podcast, we talk about all things science, technology, and psychology related, and it's my hope that I'm making the world a better place, one new episode at a time. Quick updates, make sure you go down on thesheriff.com and check out some of my Apex merch. And also don't forget to check out some of those donation links. Remember that 50% of every single thing that I make goes to science, technology, and climate change initiatives. So remember, help me help you make the world a better place. Let's get into it. I feel like this first topic deserves no, like, you know, introduction in the sense of, you know, the general, oh, here's our first subject, science, blah, blah, blah. Bruh, we touched down on Mars. Congratulations to the team at NASA. We freaking did it. Perseverance touched down on Mars. This is a huge accomplishment for humanity. We did an awesome job. I'm extremely proud of everyone. I remember thinking to myself, dang, what am I supposed to say on this podcast if we don't touch down? Like, we'd be so freaking scared. Like, we didn't touch down. It's a pretty sad day. You know, and there's not much we can do here. Better luck next decade, I guess. Like, but nah, like, I'm so glad we touched down. I can continue to be my weird, funny, outgoing self on this podcast. This was a great accomplishment, and I'm really proud of everyone who was involved. Anyway, just to delve in a little bit, I read an article from space.com, and it talks about a rover created by NASA called Perseverance that just touched down on Mars to hunt for signs of Martian life and collect surface samples for analysis. Now, this whole journey cost NASA $2.7 billion. Now, imagine what would have happened, like, if we didn't touch down. You would have had so many people in the comments section going off. I'm about to get to that in a little bit. But basically, the article points out that only 40% of all previous Mars landing missions have been reported successful, and that NASA employed a sky crane technique that was used for its Curiosity rover back in 2012. As part of its mission, Perseverance will be tasked with exploring a 28-mile crater by the name of Jezero, searching for evidence of past Martian life. Perseverance will also be a part of a joint NASA-European space campaign to collect surface samples from Mars and have them hauled back to Earth as early as 2031. Dude, this whole process must have been extremely painstaking. Again, like, I'm really proud of the entire team. I remember just watching the live feed and seeing all the dudes in the room just clenching their fists like they were about to have an orgasm. It was like, oh, like, we've got to touch down. We've got to do it. Our lives depend on it. Our livelihoods depend on it. My wife depends on it. Greg's gonna steal her next week if I don't accomplish this. Like, and I'm the leader of this team. Psych, no. But no, I'm extremely proud of the team. I thought this was a really huge accomplishment. I myself was really happy because if you really think about it, not all of us are gonna, in fact, I don't think anybody in my generation is going to be able to travel to Mars anytime soon. We're all going to, like, I'm like, my generation is probably going to be dead, you know, before we all get the chance to even travel to Mars. So it's like, it's great to just see all the imagery from the rover coming back and stuff like that. It's really interesting. But yeah, that's Perseverance. I'm really glad we made it. The Perseverance rover, woohoo, keep going. We did it. Amazing. Let's go ahead and get on to the next subject because we don't have enough time. But I'm really glad we touched down. Congratulations. Awesome job, you guys. Now, the next subject is technology. And I read an article from The Next Web. And it talks about how scientists are using machine learning to find drugs on the market that could help fight COVID-19 in the elderly. I'm going to try and explain this as best as I can because I had a little trouble understanding this article. But there were a few things about it that really piqued my interest, and I'm going to get to that. But basically, the co-author notes that making new drugs typically takes forever, and that repurposing existing drugs could be useful in determining what drugs to best test on the elderly. Now, scientists searched for potential treatments by analyzing changes to gene expressions in lung cells caused by both the disease and aging. So if I kind of explain this in my own words, like, they had like an artificial intelligent like computer system, and the system was already sophisticated in and of itself, right? Because it had the ability to find drugs that were on the market that could help minimize the impact of infection in the elderly. But what made this even more interesting and unique was that they input information based on the way genes express themselves according to COVID-19 and aging. And they basically crossed this information, and they put this information into the computer, and they were able to locate certain pathways. I mean, they were able to identify a particular gene in those pathways that they could use to target in order to minimize the impact of infection in the elderly. And they did. But testing needs to be continued because they still need to determine its efficacy. And I just really like this article because off the top of my head, we're prioritizing the elderly. You know, a lot of younger people, I mean, it's been shown time after time again that I feel like we could, although we are also susceptible to this virus, you know, we have a better chance to stand against it. But the elderly and high and people who are high risk like me, we just have to be extremely safe because if we catch the virus, it's a wrap. Like there's no coming back. So it's great that I think we're prioritizing the elderly and finding drugs that could help protect them from this disease. But yeah, I congratulations to this team as well. I think they're doing an awesome job. This is another innovative way, as I briefly mentioned. I hope they continue at it and we continue to make progress in this area. But another funny thing that came to my head was that, you know, what this AI could also be put to good use for in the future. Since this AI is so focused on finding, so focused on using pathway information, like, why can't we use this AI to determine which pathway Tom Hanks took at the end of that Castaway movie? Like, someone please help me understand, which way did he take? Like, I know people are saying, oh, you know, it's a metaphor for, you know, him having more options in life. It doesn't matter what pathway he takes. Yes, it does. I want to know which path he took. Let me know. It's just like, nah, but for me, that was a real childhood classic. I love that movie. But yeah, hopefully they'll continue developing out this AI technology. But yeah, just a quick joke there. I love what this team is doing. But yeah, dude, if we could at least put together AI like that, could accomplish certain things like that, that'd be hilarious. But I think it'd be awesome. But I don't know. Maybe I'll just ask the director or something. And all right. And the last subject is psychology. And I read an article from Neuroscience, and it talks about how women are better at reading minds than men. This new study reveals that women are better at mentalizing and picking up on subtle behavior cues of others than men. Now, a term used in psychology called mentalizing, right? It's an important ability enabling us to pick up on subtle behavioral cues that might indicate that someone we are speaking to is thinking something that they are not saying. Now, the University of Bath developed a mind reading questionnaire able to assess how well people think, and they found that females reported better mind reading than males. And the article also mentions that we need to separate mind reading from empathy. Mind reading refers to understanding what other people are thinking, whereas empathy is all about understanding what others are feeling. I need more background information. For one, like off the top of my head, it's like, dang, like for real? I mean, not that I... Like, it's like, are women like out there, I don't know, something like in some rural field in like some church, like practicing their mind reading capabilities when men aren't looking? Like, I don't know, we're all probably in the doctor's office, and once the men take like a quick glance away, it's just like you go to this whole montage of the woman escaping the office and huddling in some church with all of her with all of her friends in some random area, like practicing their mind reading capabilities. Like, what is this? Like, like, are they all descendants of Charles Xavier from X-Men? Like, what is this? Like, where is this coming from? Like, that's why I just needed a little bit more of that background information. I was wondering why that was the case. But no, I think it's really interesting, man. I think that we as men just need to step our game up. You know what I mean? Like it just kind of goes to show that caricature that we see in movies is true of men, you know, that are just on the couch potatoes, or they're just eating some chips or something, and they see the woman's mouth moving as they're talking to them, but they don't really hear anything. All they hear is blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, dude, we can't fulfill these caricatures, man. We gotta put your backs into it, men. We've got to up our mental capabilities, and we've got to try and just improve this ability so we can all just be on the same. I don't know. I mean, no, like... I don't know. All I know is that we need to step our game up. And if you ask me, I mean, I think this is very mind-opening. Me, myself, I have a hard time understanding sarcasm and stuff like that. So I definitely think this study is like a mind-opener for me. I hate being that one guy in the room that, you know, just like if someone is talking to me and, you know, at one point they're being serious, but another point they're being sarcastic and I don't catch it. I don't like how people will look at you as if you're the confused, stupid one for not catching the sarcasm. And the entire time they're thinking you just have beef with that person. So it's just like, dang. You know what I mean? What can I do here? I didn't even catch the sark. I'm just standing there because I'm neutral. It's just like my default mode. I'm just like, just looking around the room like with a blank expression. Like, what just happened? But nah, but yeah. Concluding thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, guys, let's step our game up. Let's all apply to the school of gifted youngsters. You know, if you guys know what I'm referring to, the school of gifted youngsters is that school in X-Men, Charles Xavier School of Gifted Youngsters. But I'm not young, unfortunately, so I don't know if they'll take me, but it's worth a try. And if they don't let me in, well, heck, I could just try community college. It's convenient and it's affordable. But thanks so much for tuning into the ATS podcast, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and hit that bell for notifications. And also, if you're watching this, you know, on any of my podcast hosting sites, make sure that you either subscribe or hit that follow button. Thanks so much again for tuning in, guys, and I will see you on the next episode of the ATS podcast. And also, I will see you in Doodoo Land.